All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Today, I want to focus and motivate our lives around the theme of the human family, of our family. And when you think about family, what is your definition? How do you dream or imagine what family is to you, what family is in the world, what family is as church, what family is in the workplace, what family is in your household, what family is in the generations that God has blessed you with? There's a lot of meaning to be discovered there. And each human family has maybe different traditions, ideas, concepts of what their family is. But I think it's all part of our calling to foster this human family so that it can flourish and that it can be well here in our world. And I think we as the church are called to shape that human family in deeply meaningful ways. Well, the focus verse is Mark 1, 29 through 31. As soon as Jesus and the others left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve. Folks, a powerful, short witness to what it means to lift one another up. And in our world, people often joke about the in-laws and the outlaws, right? Our, quote, family systems. And we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent that happens within our family systems. Our family systems are indeed complex, and they're ever-changing. And they're as diverse as the amount of fruits or the kinds of leaves of the trees on this planet in which we live. We need not get in some pre-described box of what the human family is. But this verse points to something so important, is that Jesus is for the family. Jesus desires health and wholeness amongst the family. The relatives, one to the other, share concern in how they care. And yes, they take each other by the hand and lift each other up. What if that was our focus in the human families on this planet, to always be focused on lifting one another up? And we lift. And as we lift, we serve. As we serve, we lift. We have a shared common story as we do that. So I want to share a prayer with you before we hear a good story that helps take us a little bit deeper. And this is the renewed call to family. And I want you to be hearing these words and holding on to these words throughout the week. Here it is. God of all creation, of the whole human family, in your great love, you weave together the lives of families from generation to generation, those connected by blood and those connected by other bonds. Together, each family creates a complex tapestry of stories, of heartache and of healing, of griefs and of graces. I ask you today to lift up those families who are suffering, because we know the human family suffers from division, absence, or any other kind of pain. Hold tenderly those people who feel called to family life, but are struggling to find meaningful connection. Strengthen each of us in our care for our family members and the most vulnerable. Strengthen us to be a witness to the healing power of Christ, your Son. And God's people say, amen. Yes, God is for the human family, and God wants healing and wholeness for all. And together, we are called to experience and to share life. And so as you heard that prayer and as you think about and discern about this text from Mark 1 about lifting each other up, how are you called into renewing that gift of family, fostering that, helping it to flourish in your community and in the greater world? Well, let's hear this powerful story and see how it informs you and takes you deeper.
I've always felt such strong longings when I see or hear about other people's families. Family matters to me because family matters to God. It matters so much that the first healing miracle that we see Jesus do took place in the middle of a family. The story of Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. And interestingly, family is one of the things that is being reclaimed in the time of great disruption that we've all just gone through, where God is calling the world to new things. As people went through the COVID pandemic, families were desperately missing one another because they were separated and couldn't see each other. Families were also spending so much time together and are asking themselves how to continue doing that. Families are also always being asked to care for one another in new ways. Families are coming together as they experience great grief and loss, as well as the opportunity to family in new ways. Because you see, we are all called to family. Psalm 68 makes it very clear that God puts the lonely in families. I've missed and longed for family ever since the family I grew up in blew up by divorce. For many years, that hurt so much that I busily blew past my needs for family. I was always aware, though, of my longing for family. Always. And fortunately, God never allowed me to stay there because that loss has become a source of calling for me ever since. Yes, Jesus' first healing is focused on Peter's mother-in-law. Ordinarily, she would have been the person at the center of caring for the whole extended family, and she's become very ill. The almost loss of her surely reminds everyone around her of the preciousness of their relationships and of their habits of caring for one another. This is an amazing picture for all of us. In a period of time when so many people are experiencing the same kinds of things, this story in Mark and our longings for family are surely reminders that God calls us all to family. Sometimes that's a family given to you by blood, but sometimes that family is one that God is creating around you. But let's be clear, the call is to family. The call is to deep, intimate, family-like relationships. The I know you so well and will always love you lifelong kind of relationships that are powerful, life-shaping, and life-sustaining. Whether those relationships are connected by blood or not, God wants no less than family for all of us. And that's why those family stories crop up again and again in Jesus' story. We need to recognize that God works powerfully through the people placed in our lives and that they are not just a gift to be grateful for on Thanksgiving. We are called to them. They are our life's work. So we are called to family. And through our callings, God puts the lonely in families.
Inspiring words. Again, when we are reminded that we are made for family, we're made for connection, we're made to foster healthy relationships. And I think that's all possible as we lift one another up. It is important to pause on this day and remember that, again, the human family isn't just about a blood connection. It's so much greater and so much beyond that. Some of us living in places with no blood relative or connection or grandparent next door. Others, as they move and live part season in one location and another, they discover new friendships and new relationships, and those people become human family. But it takes work. This isn't a natural process for so many. You have to put yourself out there. You have to reach to connect. You have to reach to serve. And as you saddle up alongside other people, as you share elbow to elbow, hand to hand, as you walk together, those bonds of being a human family are grown. And again, that takes some intentionality. And the prayer for the church on earth is that we become those families, those healthy families that come alongside others so they too can experience the gift that we ourselves have received as the Christ family on earth. And so a few questions for you this week to explore. Is your family more a source of delight to you or more a source of frustration to you? And be honest. How does your calling to family strengthen or challenge your other callings that you might have? Our calling to family changes over the seasons of life. So what is your current calling to family asking of you that is different from before? Again, what is your current calling to family asking of you that is different than before? And what's one thing about your practice of family-ing that you'd like to do differently and why? What's one thing about your practice of family-ing that you'd like to do differently? And imagine beginning that good and faithful work. Be inspired, be motivated on this day to lift others and to allow others to lift you in these family relationships that lead us forward into full life. All right, folks, good day.